Time now for the fishing news. I'm Steve Junker. It's the last weekend of September, which means this is our final fishing news for 2024. Kevin Blinkoff of On the Water joins us to look back a little on the season and to look ahead too. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
It does feel like this is a moment to take stock of some of what made fishing special this summer, both high points and areas maybe of concern. What stands out for you?
Well, one of the main things that stands out is the striped bass fishing. That's what we always want to talk about. Everybody loves striped bass, and unfortunately, there's just fewer striped bass in the population right now than we've seen in the past 20 years or so. And so as a result this year, the fishing was kind of spotty, especially for smaller striped bass. We've had a few years in a row now of boar spawns, so fewer small striped bass. The bright side maybe is that there are still good numbers of larger fish. So for some people who were in the right spots at the right times, they still enjoyed some great striped bass fishing, but a little concerning and hoping that things bounce back for the future.
Talk to me a little bit about bluefish, because this seemed like one more year again in which we didn't see as many bluefish as we used to see.
Right. I've heard from a lot of folks who said they caught fewer bluefish this year than they have in many years. And again, that's also concerning. We don't really know quite as much, or we don't really understand bluefish as well as we do striped bass. So they roam the entire ocean. They really can go anywhere. And we don't always know why they're around or why they aren't. So it could be a case that the population has shrunk, or it could be that there's a bit of a shift in their distribution. And whether that's a short-term shift or a long-term shift is hard to tell. But we did hear this year that the east coast of Florida, an area that you typically don't see many bluefish, reported big numbers this year. So kind of something strange going on there, bluefish going further south, which goes against what we would think of with the oceans getting warmer. Most fish moving north, bluefish might have decided to move a little bit south this year.
Now, the other fish I think of this season is bonito. It was a great year for bonito. Tell us about what we know about why it was such a big year for bonito.
I don't think we really know why it was such a big year. It wasn't something that anyone predicted, but we're all really enjoying it. We had more bonito around than I've seen in at least the last two decades of fishing. Typically, if we look back in historical records, bonito are a fish that go through big booms in population at times, so hopefully that's what we're seeing right now. They arrived in late July. We caught them Cape Cod Bay throughout the Sounds and into Rhode Island in big numbers. They're actually still around now, and I'm hoping this is a trend. I hope they come back next year and they're even bigger.
Okay, so as we're heading into October, fishing continues. What should we be looking for as we head out?
Well, lots of folks are still looking for albies. They've been really spotty this fall, and I don't know if that's related to bonito or not. Folks are finding some good numbers of them along the Elizabeth Islands, but they can be very picky. Still another 3 to 4 weeks left where they might fill into Buzzards Bay and along the south side, and we could see them really right up until about November, and then no chance really more of albies anymore. And then migrating striped bass, they're definitely making their way south right now. And so areas that they migrate through, such as the Cape Cod Canal and along the outer beaches of Cape Cod, have had some moments of great fishing already. We should see some bright spots and some good fishing in those two corridors right through November.
Hey, one more thing. You and your crew at On the Water have a special event for anglers. It's happening this weekend. Tell us about this.
So Striper Fest, that's our annual celebration of all things striped bass. That's Saturday, September 28th. It's at Marine Park on Falmouth Harbor. We'll have boat demo rides, fishing tackle demonstrations, fishing seminars, local artists, food, drinks, live music. Really one big party. There's more info at onthewater.com and everyone's invited.
Kevin Blinkoff, thanks for another great season of talking fishing on the radio with us.
Already looking forward to next year. Thanks, Steve.
For CAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.